from coast to coast and around the world. This is Kaleidoscope, America's most exciting radio magazine. Stay tuned for more.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the program's host and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the management of this radio station or the management of the American Radio Network. The producer and the host of this program are solely responsible for the opinions.
She walked in the court, her knees buckled, saying for a man to survive, he need hustle. Seen and been through struggle her whole life, made the transition from being his hoe to his wife. Stifling, the night had been the ATF busting. Her daddy was a hustler, so she loved him. Looked at the jury, how can they judge him? She screamed. In her chest, her face with tears, had a man's back, he was facing years. In her name, though the place was his, they trying to take everything except the kids. For years she been through scuffle and fights, while he trying to hustle that white up all night. Wondering if he's alive, seeing him try, she bubbled inside and screamed. Judge yelled for order, court reporter making her words shorter. His lawyer sat next to him. She could see how the trial was affecting him. It hurt for her eyes to connect with him. Using her lies for protecting him. They arrested him for murder and gun possession. As they read back her confession, she screamed.
Hey, don't lock my love away. If you do, let him out. Ha! Welcome to Street Speak, y'all. I'm Donnie Keith. I'm your host. My co-host is Ice Bird the Great. Today, we are glad to have in the studio with us Jay the Man, the hip-hop rapper himself. We also got the funny style of Mr. Marion Kendrick in the house, one of my fellow comics out here getting his grind on, one a funny one to watch in the circuit out there. Today's topic, we talking about second chances. Everybody deserves one. Or do they? Ha ha! We're going to get into that in a minute, y'all. Before we get started, if you've never listened to our show before, please log on to streetspeakradio.blogspot.com. Click on a video or click on the show in the player. Listen to our shows, our archive shows, or you can just go to streetspeakradio.podomatic. That's P-O-D-O-M-A-T-I-C. .com and you can listen to a show there and check us out, or you can go to Street Speak on YouTube and all that stuff and check out some shows. If you've never if you got some thoughts or questions you got for us, please send them to street_speak@yahoo.com. Bird, go ahead and do your thing.
What's going on, everybody? How y'all doing?
I'm so rude. I introduced our guests.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Did,
okay, see, I'll be doing so
yeah,
much.
You over there going 100.
100. 100.
100. All right, include myself, everybody, wake up. How y'all doing, man? What's going on?
I'm good, man.
It's all right. It's all right. Blessed to be
okay,
here.
Okay, that didn't change. Okay, I'm going to go back to mine. All right, first question. You already told me the name of the show, which is Second Chances. And we're going to start off with Chris Brown. By him being accused of beating Rihanna, do you think he deserves a second chance on being on top?
I do. Look, I do.
You say you do?
Yep, I do, because you know what? I put that on there for a reason, because the boy is talented.
Definitely.
I mean, he learned his lesson. If James Brown could beat women forever, Chris Brown should deserve a chance, too.
At least once.
At least once. Al Green the woman came up dead in his house after the grit incident. Didn't nobody point no fingers or nothing. Hey. And he was acquitted, so I think Chris Brown should be acquitted.
And we still don't know if Rihanna started that, man. You know what I'm saying? Like she could have provoked him. You know what I'm saying?
True enough.
We had a show about that. Yeah, I'm definitely most women like Halle Berry and women who have a certain power.
What you saying? They pretty women?
No. I just said women who have a certain power or a certain amount of money, they feel like they can talk to men. In business and corporate world, we might be equal, but you still can't approach a man like you're a man.
But see, talking to a man is one thing. When you actually putting your hands in a man's face, that's a whole nother thing. Because I'm not going to come in here and try to strike at Bird if he don't say the right thing on the show.
Well, I'm quite sure Oprah slaps Stedman on a regular basis.
Stedman. Stedman's been slapped before.
Violence is not
the answer.
I'm gonna tell you who recently got cited for domestic violence.
Who?
Don Cornelius, man.
Yeah. Oh yeah, and he like 90.
Yes, what I'm talking about. I think she deserved to get beat, bro. If you
because
sitting around
stood there and waiting,
letting them 80-year-old slow punches connect to your face.
She stood there and waited.
Come on, man. Don Cornelius, man.
Don Cornelius been old since I was young.
Yeah. So he's been old since I was young.
Some kind of trainer and some kind of herbs. That dude, he still got agile moves. So
hey, he be doing that yoga and taekwondo.
Took too much money out of his account.
I don't know what he's doing.
He was too old.
Nobody deserves to get hit by a man. Now,
indeed.
I take that back. I take that back.
With that.
Some women.
Okay.
I'm talking about the ones that throw punches.
Women, no, I don't. I'm definitely against it.
Not the ones that slap, but the ones that throw punches.
Well, if I ever have a daughter, I'm gonna tell her don't put your hands on man. You know what I'm saying? That's what I would teach her. Don't put your hands on man, then he won't put his hands on you. Not that it's okay to hit my daughter. Now, don't get it twisted. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying that women need to be taught that too. You know what I'm saying? You just can't be raising your hand slapping no man.
No, you can't be slapping no man. But I think there's a reason to hit anybody. I will say that. There's always a reason to hit anybody.
What's a good example?
Okay, like if a lady, old lady walk up and slap me, I might slap her back.
See, that's,
I'm just saying.
That's against the rules. You shouldn't be able to do that.
Mm-mm.
You can't hit the elderly?
The golden rule.
If she slapped the dog piss out of me, I can't slap her back.
I'm down. Hit the old folks.
That's like if a thick chick in the go.
She'll go to my room. Mama church.
Oh, wow.
No, but seriously, though,
she's
for
not
real.
On the usher,
okay,
boy.
Let me get back to you. Know what? For real, there is a reason to hit anybody back, but I don't think Chris Brown deserves to be dogged the way he did.
No.
Now, he's paid his penance. He did he paid his fines. You know, Michael Jackson got away with fining kids. Allegedly.
Chris Brown,
just saying.
Michael Jackson.
Okay.
Hey, it's all the same. Hit a woman, slap a kid, same thing to me.
Hey, that Deuces remix.
That's for the second chance.
Chris Brown did a good job with the movie with T.I.
Rihanna probably was listening to
that. Takers, you know.
Yeah, definitely a good job.
Give Breezy a second chance. He's got
He was doing too many stunts in Takers. Now, some of that stuff, I'm like, come on.
He the only one that could do the stunts in Takers.
It's almost like he was a superhero or something.
He jumped off that wall and did that flip.
The cameras are moving. Real fast. The cameras are moving fast. So
if I'm gonna tell you something else. Now this kind of like off the subject, but just, since you brought up Takers, I'm gonna tell you something, man, about black women and that Idris Elba dude, man.
Oh my goodness.
That's the most.
Hey, don't start none, won't be none.
You take your date to a movie and she's screaming for another man sitting right beside you. I think that's downright disrespectful.
No. I might have played with my nipples if he was on the screen.
Saying,
so
she,
you really don't want
she
me to
getting ready.
With you
you taking
Idris
her back
Elba's
home at the end
the
of
field.
The night. She getting ready. Idris, whoever, yeah, capitalize off of that, brother.
No,
man. Don't be mad.
Next time, let Idris take her.
And then
to
she
the
call
movies.
You Idris.
That's why you take her to the arcade.
Why y'all doing
it? That's why you take her everywhere, my Genuine want to sing to her. Go to a Genuine concert, whatever. Losing her.
And you know what happened at the
Genuine
spot
was just
when
performing
Genuine
at the ball
in
Crenshaw Mall. I don't know if you want to go to that.
Well, yeah, his career is kind of over.
Yeah,
when
yeah,
performing
at the mall.
At the mall
you at the mall
for free,
right next to Foot Locker.
Free.
Wait, he was doing the J-Spot Stiletto contest for free.
Genuine?
Genuine. Yeah.
Do you know his real name, dog? Elgin Lumpkin?
I wouldn't call myself by that either.
I go by piece Genuine. Of work to just put his name out there.
Like Elgin. Like the watch.
Oh, that's on Wikipedia. Anybody can see
like
that.
Like the Temptations and the but watch.
Elgin Lumpkin.
Like the watch.
He was named after a watch.
Like Elgin the watch.
Oh, that's cold-blooded. Your mama really hated your name.
Shout out to Elgin.
Next question, yeah. Pete.
Next question by Mike Vick. Man. What do you think about the situation and what he's doing right now?
Man, Michael Vick deserves a second chance, man. They're not, well, I'm just speaking for myself. Mm-hmm. These comments that I'm making don't have nothing to do with Dunny or Bird. Don't nobody care about no dog.
Hey,
like
that's
that,
why
man.
I play that disclaimer at the beginning. Say,
don't nobody care about
man,
no
white,
dog.
Man, little
like
white
that.
Boys out there shooting deer every day.
Real
man.
Talk. Hanging them on the wall. Hanging, you know what I mean? Yeah, it's really, great, I was just hard on him because he put himself in a good position, and then y'all mad, so y'all want to tear him down.
He had all that money. Go yeah. Eagles.
What you
and
think
he was
about
still
it,
a
Jay?
Black man.
I think any time that, you know, things are blown out of proportion and you serve your time and you make your penance and then you come back and just mash on them all, I got to salute that.
Now, see, I'm cool that. With Michael Vick long as he don't buy no new animals.
Let him
it's
have a
cool.
new puppy. I heard on the news the other week, they're like, no. Do we give him another dog? I'm like, yeah.
No. No.
Mike say he
see,
loves
that's
dogs.
I disagree.
No more dogs?
No more dogs. No Cruella. No.
OJ got another white woman. Give Vick another dog.
Now,
man.
See, that's one dude that shouldn't have got a second chance.
OJ, he got three. Yeah, he was fooling.
OJ, you done got away with triple murder.
Man. I damn near
and
did
And then
so.
You go back and go to prison over some football cards.
Wait, Martin, did you hear this fool? Say. He said, if OJ got another white woman, give him a dog.
Give
so
Mike
what
Vick
are you
a dog. I'm saying everybody deserves a second chance.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Let the man have a couple dogs.
Let him have a couple dogs.
He ain't
going to
fight
know,
him.
No,
but I don't think, I mean, okay, me as the puppy advocate today, right, I'm going to say the man deserves a second chance because he put in work. He paid it. He paid
indeed.
His dues.
Indeed.
He put in mm-hmm. his work. Everybody deserves a second chance
that.
Except to own another puppy. I'm sorry.
Oh, man, cut that out.
He don't need no more
puppy.
For
the puppy.
That's like when you're a kid.
Okay, he could get a puppy. It just can't be a fighting dog. Now, see, but see, what if he start fighting chickens?
No,
then what?
Then.
Yeah, see.
Then it'll be legal. Nah, I'm just. It'll be okay for you.
It'll be all right.
Yeah,
you know,
it'll be okay for them to do that.
I'd say, Mike, don't play with your food. That's what I would say. Fighting
nah,
chickens.
But I'm serious. Like, we joking about it and stuff, though. But seriously, though, like, I'm talking about the dude killing the deer and stuff. Like, what's the difference? An animal is an animal.
Definitely.
You know what I'm saying?
Well,
so
the difference is in the manner.
And there's a lot of dogs in the hood that, you know, they either need to be put to sleep. A
lot of them
or they, you know what I mean? They ain't got no food.
Cool to fight.
No, I'm not saying it's cool, but
they
I'm saying like deer.
Light bread. They don't get
you know what I mean? Those are endangered species. Like, come on, y'all out there popping them. It don't make no sense, man.
Man.
Y'all thinking about the wrong animal.
And he apologized every interview he get. I mean, that dude been
yeah,
so
the apologies.
Apologetic.
Mike Vick, if you hear this, stop apologizing. I'm going to Twitter you this show, but it's time to stop apologizing. I just don't want you to own no more puppies no time soon.
You need
that's
to do
all. Maybe we could start like they do in them classes where they give you a pound puppy and say, okay, this is your baby. You have to take care of it. Yeah, you got a puppy probation period with me.
Man.
You know, if you keep a puppy without fighting it for 6 weeks, then you can get a bigger dog, and we'll move up from there. What's the next question?
You to graduate, huh? Oh my goodness! All right, next thing about Tiger Woods.
Oh boy,
do you think he will ever earn his respect back, or do you think he has never lost it?
Let's go with Jay first.
Well, my biggest thing about the Tiger Woods incident is that my favorite Gatorade is no longer available. I enjoyed that Tiger Woods focus.
What, they took away the Gatorade?
Yes.
All his endorsements. That's what I'm saying. It's not about.
No. But, you know, I think, me personally, I would like to see Tiger back with more snow bunnies. Whatever gets him winning again. I like the winning Tiger. I don't like the losing Tiger. I like the winning Tiger. And if in America, if you win, it's all good. Your sins are forgiven.
But believe that Elin handed rocks the cradle. That's how she
the
probably looked while she went off on him. Is like that chicken handed rocks the cradle.
Yeah.
So I don't think he going nowhere. Mm-hmm. He gonna be with that buddy
man,
to
how much,
life.
How much money did his wife get?
She got all of it.
Now, see, that,
that's why he ain't left.
Tiger
that's
on why. Allowance right now. Tiger get an allowance but every month.
They still, they divorced though, right?
No, mm-hmm. they still together.
How much mm-hmm. was she going to get? Like,
800? More than half.
If Tiger had a billion, she was going to get nine of it. You know, 900 million.
Oh, like no.
It was like, man, it was like.
You know, Tiger got like, more than a billion dollars.
That's what I'm saying. She was getting the bulk of the money. But she had to, you know. She had the right thing.
Tiger should have got a top notch prenup.
No, Tiger was in love. She put them Swedish.
Did you watch that
on.
Basketball Wives show?
No, yeah,
you see
sometimes.
How Eric Williams be talking to that girl?
Mm-hmm. Nah, I don't watch it.
Man,
he be so disrespectful.
Hold on, let me disclaimer. I watch it because you know what I'm saying.
I don't even know why you gonna watch. I mean, just you talk about it. Don't just go.
Don't explain
it. Hey, dog,
I got it on DVR right now.
Nah, hey, bro, I ain't gonna sit here and lie. That Atlanta Housewives funny though, man.
I ain't mad at you. I mean,
I just want to do a simultaneous slap to all of them. Just have them stand in a row. Because that's just the most real ignorant. Some shows should not be on TV.
Mm-mm.
And that's one of them.
Talking about Basketball Wives?
Yes. I'm sorry.
Hey.
Now, you talking about Basketball Wives or the Atlanta? You said
The ATL Wives are funny, but they all need a slap. But okay. The Basketball Wives really need a
hey,
slap.
That's what you get. You a gold digger. You put yourself, you want to be a gold digger. Play your position.
Pretty much.
We got another commercial, another question, Bird, before we go
to commercial. Last question for this one. Who would you like to see back on top that fell off?
Who would I like to see on top? You know one thing I thought about the other day? Every time someone died like Tina Marie, that's when we start playing that music, you know, tribute to their life. I think right now we need to salute Billy Ocean.
Ah, see, you know what? What is it with you and Billy Ocean?
The last time
you was here, you was talking about Billy Ocean.
Let's just play Billy Ocean music for the rest of the week.
On that note, while he has his Caribbean dream.
Billy Ocean had B.O.'s on his sweaters, is that why? He had his initials on his sweater.
He had that just like texturizer shag. What you think about, who would you like to see back on top, Jay? This fell off.
That you believe in.
That I believe in thoroughly. Light. That just deserves a second chance and that hasn't got one as of yet.
Mm. Yeah.
My man Ja Rule.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ja Rule didn't really fall off.
That's
yeah,
funny to me. Really? Everybody.
I mean, you put me on the spot right now.
Ja Rule?
My man Ja Rule.
You might as well say Irv Gotti.
My man Ja Rule. He got to go do some time.
Ja Rule was tight, though. I will say I like Ja Rule a little bit. I'm trying to remember one of his songs.
Yeah, I'm trying to, too. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. All that well known dog is you.
Baby, something. Like,
see, you don't even know his songs, girl. And you want them back on top.
That's just support.
Bobby Brown is getting a second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh.
He on his 17th right now, man. Y'all tripping.
Whitney is the one that need prayer.
Man, yeah,
we
got to
all
intense.
Reach out
she back on drugs,
put our hands up in prayer.
She
Jesus
just ain't never stopped. What you mean she back?
She paused for a minute. She paused. Yeah. She
is
put
that right?
the pipe down for a second.
Well, nah, I mean, when you can put that down, but she's still on other things. I mean,
yeah.
She was medications, prescriptions, and herb, and whatever else.
Hey, you know who done got too many chances, though? Lindsay Lohan.
Okay, we going to get on her in a minute when we come back.
Yeah, that's
see, here
fail
you go.
Skin. She got fail
Look,
skin.
Look, y'all, we
got
to take a quick break, and we going to come back with some more on Street Speak. Y'all keep listening. You
keep
hear?
Keep talking.
Already.
LendingTree.com is turning the tables on the loan process. Now, rather than going from bank to bank in search of the best deal, you can have over 100 banks and lenders actually competing for your business. You fill out one simple form. Then within hours, you'll receive up to 4 great offers. It's easy, it's free, and let's face it, it's better. LendingTree.com. When banks compete, you win. Equal housing opportunity. For additional information and state license disclosures, please visit our website located at www.LendingTree.com.
$5,000.
That's what the Navy has waiting for you.
I could buy a computer.
Sign up now and begin training by May 31st and you could be eligible for a $5,000 bonus.
I could buy a car.
Or use it while traveling the world with the Navy as you earn money for college and college credit.
I can take everyone I know to dinner.
Plus, the Navy has over 50,000 jobs to choose from. To see if you're eligible for
$5,000,
call 1-800-USA-NAVY or visit our website at NavyJobs.com. Navy, let the journey begin. Paid for by the U.S. Navy.
So I'm sitting and clicking and bang, gorgeous, hot, and sexy models like you've never seen.
Yeah?
I'm telling you, what a website. I start ordering right online, and then my engine was roaring and my rocket was ready.
Hey, hope the wife don't find out.
You kidding? She told me about it. Anyway, finally I can get my hands on what I've wanted my whole life.
You mean?
Yeah, supermodels.
You're kidding.
No, model trains, model planes, model rockets, ehobbies.com. Rocks.
A new world for hobbyists and free shipping with a $25 minimum purchase. That's ehobbies.com.
According to scientists who study this stuff, people blink their eyes 20,000 times a day. So if you're not careful, you could easily miss how fast Geico Auto Insurance starts working on your claim. Often we can handle details in hours instead of days. And in just 15 minutes, or roughly 210 bats of an eye, Geico could save you 15%. So call Geico at 1-800-947-AUTO. You may blink twice when you see the savings. That's 1-800-947-AUTO. Geico Direct, the sensible alternative.
All odds come up, I live that without a without a dollar. Just some lonely nights and a lot of hours. Spit by my damn self, oh. Now these two hands that can't help rolling. Inhale, exhale, take a deep breath. If you're living on the edge, why you ain't deep yet? What the fuck you gotta lose? What the hell you trying to keep? If you feeling kinda tired, well, take your sleep, go to sleep. One, take your to sleep, say that bull for them. I just know how to win. Jay the man, you got the right one, baby, that's for damn sure. And I'm about to go crazy on the dance floor. Just me and my lady told me, get them, daddy. And I got them, baby.
That rest right here, I'ma do like I want. I'ma do like I want. Everybody know I'ma do like I want. What you doing now? Just like I want.
Hey, hey, everybody. Welcome back to Street Speak Radio, the place where music, comedy, and hip-hop culture collides. I am your host, Miss Donnie Keith. My co-host is Ice Bird. Today's topic is second chances with our special guest comedian, Mr. Marion Kendrick. We also have the rapper, Mr. Jay the Man. Look, I had to put the man on there, that's Jay right, the Man. Right. Bird, why don't you go ahead and do your thing?
All right, before we get back into the script, I'm going to ask you a few questions, Jay.
All right.
First question, like, where you from?
Fort Worth, Texas, by way of Austin right there. You know?
Okay, Fort Worth, yeah. By way of Austin.
Yeah.
Okay, he in Texas. So, yeah. What were your inspirations? Who inspired you to do this music?
As far as the music go, I drew...
Oh, wait, hold on one second. Just to let y'all know, that was his music playing.
That's right. That was Like I Wanna, you know. Shot a little video for that. It's coming out real soon. We're gonna put that up there out there on the World Star and whatnot.
Okay.
Just let everybody take a look at that. But as far as my influences go, musically, during the era I came up in, I was heavy into the South, Master P, you know, UGK. You know, I'm a Southern type of individual, Bun B, Pimp C, off top. A lot of my people.
Look, I'm surprised he ain't got gold teeth.
No, this is a surprise. I left him at the house.
Yeah, I'm about to say probably on the dresser.
You know. But just far as that, and then I'm a fan of words. Read a lot growing up. You know, I always been into books, so I throw that in there. That's where I get my little lyricism from. But
that's right.
Zora Neale Hurston, you know, I like how she uses dialect in her writings and whatnot. You got to read books to understand what I'm talking about.
Yeah, we love black men to read.
True enough. That helps you.
Same vocabulary
so,
constantly.
So as far as that, I'm a fan of anybody that's out there, you know, getting it, you know, against all odds, using what they have, you know. Cast down.
That's what I'm surprised Lil Wayne reads, because all he says is the same thing over and over, Carter and all that stuff. But he's actually an educated youngster.
Oh, yeah.
And it's hard to believe he's educated, him or Master P, because all he said was na na na. Have more in your vocabulary.
Yeah.
I don't understand it. Go ahead, Bird.
That's a shame. No faith. No. She said, I was surprised.
I was real surprised, because anytime you hear somebody just stuttering, you think they have an utterance problem.
You
think
most of the time, you have too many thoughts at that moment. You can't get them all out.
You gotta slow it
down. A million, he couldn't get that out?
Come on,
I'm just saying. Carter.
A million constantly. A million after Weezy. A million. Wouldn't you want it like that?
That's how it goes.
Little John.
She's a comedian.
Little John is a Morehouse graduate.
True enough.
Yeah.
David Banner.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I'm saying.
David Banner, SGA president of Southern University.
Flavor Flav.
And then you got the rappers like Q-Tip and Mos Def that did go to college and they actually speak real words.
Yeah.
So it's like confusing to me. Just saying.
Depends on how many albums you want to sell. Like,
it's just amazing. Nas works.
You want everybody to understand what you're talking about.
Go on, Bird, with the next one.
Okay, so you say your inspirations with that.
Yeah.
And what you got coming up? I mean, how far is
your move? I'm trying to take the ride. You know, I figure, you know, I'm going to transplant myself into Los Angeles, home of the forever and the stars, you know, everything out here. I want to see where it go. I figure, you know, I put out a quality product. My music is solid. You know, I stand behind it. And I want to find that plug. You know, I'm here for the people. I'm here for the exposure. It's a great platform. It's always different venues and whatnot to take advantage. You know, I'm looking to spend a little this year. If the people out there got something to sell me, man, I'm going to give my contact, you know, information a little later. Hit me on, man. If your business is creating and finding something that's viable, something that sells, well, I'm here, like, come get me, you know. So whatever it takes, let's do it. That's why I'm here in Los Angeles, and that's what I look forward to doing.
All right. That's what it is. Okay. So we're going to get back into the script
so we can get
MK back in the game. Next question. What entertainer are you tired of seeing in the news and why?
Lindsay Lohan.
Hey, back at her.
That's where we left off.
I mean, why don't they just go and lock her up, man? This girl doing crystal meth in the rehab.
Wow. Yeah, in the rehab.
Not really in it, but you know.
In the bathroom, she might be. You never know.
It's time for her
to go.
She's
on the property.
Tennis courts.
She was in the vicinity of the rehab.
Yeah, I don't understand her. I don't understand the problems. I don't understand why this chick keep getting in trouble. Lindsay is too smart. She's too, she's a talented.
Y'all ain't that smart, Donnie.
Well, I mean, she's a talented actress. Put it that way. You know what? I think it starts at a young age. Like that little Miley in trouble right now for smoking weed. That's okay, though. It was just weed.
They said it wasn't even real weed.
She didn't even smoke real weed.
Oh, it was a hookah. Wasn't it a hookah?
Say, if you're going to get in trouble for it, you might as well smoke some real weed.
It make you hallucinate or something.
Oh, okay.
It was salvia.
Yeah.
What the hell? What is a salvia? That's some new stuff to me.
I don't know, man. You know they come up with new drugs every day.
Is it like if it ain't green?
It's some bull.
I don't understand it.
It's some bull. It's some fakery.
If it ain't green.
Hey, my LA came out. If it ain't green, I don't understand.
You talking about white folks? They get high off everything.
That's true.
And they
Febreze. They make drugs out of Febreze.
All kinds of chemicals.
I beat their ass.
Pine salt.
Jay, so what do you think, man? The entertainer. I'm just tired of
actually seeing, you know, I probably should bite my tongue and everything, but I'm not. But shucks, man. It's an easy target, man. I'm still biting.
Go on and speak.
I don't understand it, but I watch it, man. But it's my Kardashians, man. I'm a little confused, you know.
Oh, why they on TV?
Well, especially Kim.
I'm going to need another sex tape. If I'm going to keep paying attention, if I'm going to keep paying attention, you know, I want to refresh, you know, go back to why I started watching in the first place. So, Kim, you know,
I know they're famous tape, for their daddy being Bruce.
I don't know what Lamar Odom was thinking about.
Well, Lamar did a good thing for Lamar, and I applaud Lamar.
Come on, look at Lamar. That's probably the best.
Chloe bad built.
I'm just saying.
Because Lamar ain't easy on the eyes. He all right.
Man, he can do better than Chloe.
Oh yeah, he gets a sister out there.
Chloe from the back look like a man.
Chippy D.
She got them Wendy Williams shoulders.
I'm just saying, if you, I think if you're popular for sex tape, let's put
Wendy
out.
Wendy Williams is DJ M. Banger. I'm telling you.
I'm going to slap
you. You wonder where DJ M. Banger been at. That's when the wind.
My goodness.
Wow. Okay. Wow. He said, who you think, Bird? Who you think has been in the news? Oh, for you guys listening, if the show cuts off, just go to streetspeakradio.blogspot.com to tune in in its entirety. Go ahead, Bird.
All right. I think that's in the news constantly. And I don't know why. I mean, T.I., yeah, I think they thought about it, but they didn't want to say it. But T.I., because homie, I understand where you come from, and even before you was investing your bread in real estate and all that, but you got too much to be taking these chances. You're not supposed to be driving. When I get my bread, I'm gonna have a white dude driving my car.
Limo.
And since you said T.I., you might as well go on with the next question.
Yeah, I am, but can I finish mine?
Yeah, go ahead.
Like I said.
You're about to go Chris Brown over there.
Oh, no, he ain't.
Bruce Lee around here is going to be Mo Blow.
You remember that last scene in What's Love Got to Do With It when Tina got fed up?
I don't like limos. I don't like limos, and you won't catch me in a hotel sleep on the couch. Hotels are for one thing only.
Shoot, she think I hit her with a shoe. Go ahead, Bert.
I just think you got too much going for yourself for you to be taking steps backwards. You got dudes that's out here doing it like that, trying not to do it like that. You know what I mean? Trying to be in a position where they can kick their feet up. So do this little time, man, and wash your hands, dog. And I mean, pay somebody else to do it or carry it for you, whatever. Whatever the situation is, money will get it for you.
I blame his woman, honestly.
Nah, you can't do that.
I blame his
girl. She turned out. She like women. You know what I mean? Like she.
Hey, it was brought to my attention.
That's his partner.
It was brought to my attention. And if that's his partner, she should have said, you can't smoke weed in this car or carry a gat.
But knowing she fizzing herself.
Well, you know what?
She had a cup of syrup.
She was there. She off on herself.
She is
Come
the
on,
common
man.
Denominator. She was there when the guns
See, the
was
downfall.
Yes, that's just another there. Bobby and
she
Whitney.
She was there when the drugs was found in the car. If I'm T.I., I'm looking at Tiny. I'm like,
why you didn't talk me out of it? Exactly. What kind of woman? You got to be a bottom B. You got to stop your man from going to prison if you can. The best way to do that is slap that blunt out his hand and don't ride with him when he dirty. Just be like, I done warned you. But see, if I look like Howard
drive,
the Duck,
that's all I'm saying. Don't drive, dog.
If I look like Howard the Duck, I'd be trying to hold on to him too.
Howard the Duck.
I'm just saying.
1986. Howard. I like Howard.
She looked like a duck tail.
Get a chauffeur.
I'm just saying. Yeah. So, I mean, if you in the Bentley, man, it don't go good with X pills and
come
weed
on,
smoke.
Man.
You know, something. Put that in the Cutlass. You know, don't do donuts on Sunset Boulevard and things of that nature, man.
And you got a murder weapon in the trunk.
In the trunk, you know.
Macy Gray always seem high, and she ain't in no trouble ever.
Cause she at home with hers.
She ain't in no trouble ever. Okay.
She ain't been in as much movies as he been in either. He was coming from a business.
She ain't in
meeting.
Nothing but A-list though. He only been in two movies, ATL.
T.I., I'm going to tell you, white folks ain't going to give you that many chances.
She in Oscar movies.
You on your last chance.
Oscar movies.
That's right. Girl, give it up for that.
Yeah, it sound like.
Anyway, Bird, what's the next question?
All right. We're going to slide it back into T.I. What do you think about his situation?
Well, we
y'all just opinion, yeah.
Well, me personally, I hope he get through his situation, you know, truthfully.
Uh-huh.
You know.
Yeah, of course that.
I can't judge the man, but I just hope that, as I hope with myself, we make better decisions in the future. We learn something from what we're going through. And
I leave
it like that, you know.
I think T.I. just need to get out of Atlanta. He need to go get him a house somewhere in Ohio where he ain't got no negative influences or nothing around him.
And leave Tiny in Atlanta.
Man, did you see how many guns in
Ohio,
had?
Though? Huh? I said, what you think in Ohio?
I don't know. I never been to Ohio, but he need to go somewhere far from black folk.
Yeah, no, it's black folk.
He better go to Idaho.
Yeah, go to West Virginia.
He's gonna be the only black folk. He gonna be the target then.
Then all the
he just got a studio.
They telling him he can't live his life.
Wait, let me go back. Mike Tyson did that. Remember, Mike Tyson kept getting in trouble,
He moved to
Nevada. Kept getting in trouble in Nevada. And it ain't really Mike's fault, but he was a target,
Though, they don't even celebrate Dr. King. They ain't did that since
Mike had a house in Connecticut, married the little doctor chick. Same thing. Got in trouble again. So it don't matter where you go.
But you knew
trouble will find you.
Wasn't going to run away from trouble going on Nevada.
T.I. need you look in the bed next to him at Howard. I mean, at Teeny and Tiny.
Called her Howard.
At the ducktail.
You need to escape, huh? You just need to escape from
that. And tell her she a bad influence on him. Seriously.
So you saying this is why? Well, I think she shouldn't be at the spots where it's going down at.
She trying to be just as hard as him. That don't work together good. Somebody got to be the good Samaritan and stop somebody from doing something.
Travel separately from your drugs. That's one way to do it.
Exactly.
Have your drugs in a
do like car. Puffy did. Didn't he pay the boy to go to jail for him when they were shooting, allegedly? Man. I'm just saying.
Shine. Yeah, that's a whole nother story. We have to do a whole show.
I think Shine deserves a second chance too. When he come out, I hope you make many records and sell millions and he don't get no points.
Yeah,
he's not allowed in the country. He's not allowed in the country.
Oh, hey. They sent him back to London or Jamaica somewhere? We got to stay facts if you don't say.
He's from South America somewhere.
Oh, I thought he was he's a Belizean. That's right. He's a Belizean.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, okay. He's about the body boy. He's about it.
Hey, backtracking for a second. You said who you want to see out of the news and out of the media. I'm tired of seeing this Antoine Dawson dude. This dude is really getting on my nerves.
Now you promoting him too.
Yeah, really.
Now you failing too.
I'm sick of this.
That is ridiculous, though.
This dude getting all this fame, man. You know, I've been out here grinding on this comedy circuit for 10 years, man.
You know, they play that song on the radio. It was in a mix. Felly Fell mixed it. Somebody mixed it in a radio show.
Yeah,
where they was playing that song.
He was on the BET Hip Hop Awards singing.
Yeah. I heard he was. TRL. I heard he was eating it on one of them stations.
Yeah.
One of them MTV or BET shows.
You ain't
got
to have no talent. Just be stupid about it.
Just get your.
Shoot, maybe I should dress up like a drag queen and catch a rapist coming out my sister's window and be like, you better ride tell that.
Where your sister's
coming? I think the dude came up like major, though. Like, boy, I think somebody was saying like he a millionaire, man.
Him and Howard Fung need to hook up together. What's his name? Howard Hung, the one that seen She Bang? Him, Shebang, dude, and they need to go on and make
and
him
the
a
pants
real
on
record.
The ground, dude.
Yeah, go on.
It's all together.
See, that's why I'm saying, America, your dreams can come true.
The golden voice, Ted Williams. He going
to But see, I ain't mad at Ted. He deserved a second chance because he got straight.
True enough.
He got his life together. He seen his mama after 20 years.
Yep.
Power to you on Magic 106, Ted Williams. The guy that they found on the side of the road. Maybe if we go tell jokes on the side of the road, we'll get discovered.
The black Tony Tiger.
But see, it all comes from his grind that he had before he got caught and lost all that his experience with them drugs.
And that shows he was probably a good person before he got on
dope. Exactly. So then came out that cloud and was like, wait a minute, man.
See, and all these brothers we talking about, they been out here messing up for a minute, and they get chances. Here, this brother is out of nowhere. And got
but
a second
20
chance.
Years later, though.
But he
these
got a second chance.
These
sometimes God don't answer your prayers right away. Exactly. Sometimes it'll be 500 days later. But you'll get it answered if you just wait.
2 weeks longer.
Only a year.
He been sober. How long he said he been sober?
200
days.
New plan.
How long he been sober?
2 years.
See?
2 years. He had 18 of them. Man,
it took time to restore him, but now he's doing his thing. Go on with the next one, B. Let's close it out. What's the next question?
If you were going to resurrect a career, whose would it be and why would you give them a second chance?
Billy Ocean.
I knew that was
back on Billy Ocean.
You get socked after the show.
Jeffrey Osborne.
Jeffrey Osborne. Ain't he dead? Didn't he die?
No, that man ain't dead. Don't put that on that man.
I think Jeffrey Osborne.
That's what I'm saying. We need to quit waiting on people to die, then play that music. We need to do a Jeffrey Osborne. I'm sorry to inform you.
I think Billy Ocean dead, too.
Wow. I don't think Billy dead. Billy,
are you dead, Billy?
Please email us at street_speak@yahoo.com.
When Michael Jackson died,
if you saw Michael Jackson today, all day. Tina Marie passed, just give them their flowers while they're alive. You know what I'm saying? Let's hear some Jeffrey Osborne.
Okay, now on a serious note, if there was a career I was going to resurrect, I'd have to say it would be definitely Chris Brown.
Resurrect? Why?
Well, his career ain't really. He's just on pause right now.
No, he's still climbing. He good. He don't need your help. She talking about she want him to resurrect. He already on. Still about to make another movie.
Yeah. Whose career would you help since you so help me? No, he's on. He ain't on all the way. The white people still looking at him as a woman beater. They might as well put a wife beater on him and some leather gloves.
Man.
If that's the case, Mike Vick don't need no dogs. Now, what? Who would you resurrect? Whose career, Bird?
Whose career would I resurrect? That's hard. Tone Loc. How about that?
Tone Loc.
That's just a shout out. No, I'm just joking. I'm just joking.
Anthony, you heard that, right?
I'm joking.
He do cartoons.
That's my fault. Yeah, voiceovers and all that, but I'm joking.
You sound like Tone Loc.
Who?
You.
No.
Y'all, let me give you a quick musical rundown before we close the show. You've heard Common. You've heard our guest in the house, Jay the Man.
That's right.
You've heard H-Town, Genius of Love by Tom Tom Club. You heard LL Cool J with a classic hit, Candy. He was talking about me when he wrote that song. Erykah Badu in the house, Music Soul Child, Too Short, Aaliyah, R.I.P., George Benson and Jaheim, and right now you hear Breezing by George Benson in the background. We got to close out this show. I want to find out what everybody's got going on in their life. What you got going on in your life right now, Mari and Kendrick?
Oh, man, I'm still out here on this L.A. grind, you know, the comedy clubs every night I get a chance to. You know, I'm trying to now get more into screenwriting or whatever.
I've written
a pilot to a hot sitcom that I'm trying to start.
You need some money.
Yeah, I need some money. I'm thinking about going back down south, finding me a couple of guys who make their money, to sponsor me. I got to go find some help, man. This Hollywood
T.I., tell your boys to holler at Mark.
I know some boys that they try to do something some good with some money.
T.I. and Lizzie, tell y'all, see
if they want to do something with some studio time out here in L.A.
Okay, what you got going on in your life? Oh, where can they reach you, Marion?
Oh, you can check me out at www.marionkendrick.com. I'm also on Facebook. I also have a blog. Can I say it on here, Donnie?
Yeah, go ahead.
It's www.sityourassdown.net. You'll go over there. It's a couple of videos of me giving my take on different people, celebrities, and different things I see out in the community. So check this out. It's really funny. You know what I'm saying? My last blog, I just got up to like 20,000. The one on MC Hammer and Jay-Z.
Oh, cool.
Beef.
Congratulations. Oh, this is stupid. I got to watch that one. I haven't seen it. Definitely put it on my Facebook page. You guys, let me get into this real quick. Jay, what you got going on in your life, Jay the Man?
Man, Saturday, you can catch me on Venice Beach right next to the man in the gold. But dig this, man.
You talking about the armless and legless dude that be hip hop dancing?
Dude got all that gold paint on him.
Everybody
know gold, man. But no, the real man.
Glass, huh?
Got a lot of things coming up. I want to make sure I invite everybody out to all my contact pages, man. That's the Facebook, the MySpace, the Twitter. Everything is JTheMan27. That's JTHEMAN27. That's from the Facebook. On down. A lot of good things going in 2011, and I look forward to interacting with you, the public. So find out about me. Jay the Man, JTHEMAN27. That's at the Facebook, the MySpace, the Twitter, the
what's that, the adult
thing.
Everything, man. That's just how I'm found, you know. And, okay. You know, I'm out there on Hollywood Boulevard every now and then. Got my bag on the ground. Shouts out to all the characters, Hollywood and Highland. Let's go.
Yeah.
Well, shout out to Spider-Man to be fondling people's kids.
Indeed.
Don't let Spider-Man take pictures with your children up there. I seen him holding this little kid in a precarious way, and it wasn't cool because I yelled out my window. I don't care, for real.
Okay.
Spider-Man is a woman too, and she's a pervert. I don't know which one it was. It was a woman though, or it's a real little Asian dude, one or the other, because it was a little person. But I'm serious. I was driving down. I'm driving down the street, and Spider-Man was taking pictures holding the kid, but he had the kid by the ass cheek, and I wasn't cool with that.
Don't hold.
Because I yelled out, "This is no BS." I yelled out the window, "Put that baby down, you pervert." And the mother saw what I was talking about. I was like, look how she holding your baby. And the mother snatched their kid. So watch out for Spider-Man. I'm letting y'all know Spider-Man ain't
Michael
right.
Michael Jackson up there look like he on something of everything. You see?
Okay, that's a whole nother show. We going to talk about that later. Bird, what you got going on in your life right now?
Too much of nothing, man. I'll be at Skinny's Lounge this Thursday.
All right.
And,
you can catch me
there,
too.
Thursday, performing. Hard being me, and I'm so gone. So check me out on Facebook, IYCEBYRD. Check me out on goldmike.com, Iceberg the Great, all capital letters. And keep tuning in to Street Speak Radio. We appreciate it.
All right, y'all. If you guys want to check out some of our older shows, go to streetspeakradio.blogspot.com or streetspeakradio.podomatic.com. Also, check me out on Facebook, Twitter, MySpace, Dig, and every other social network, DAUGNEKEITH. Until next week, increase your peace by spreading some love. We out.
Mm-hmm.